Valencia.
As always, nice to be here on a Monday night. Rather warm lately here in California, is it not? Perhaps Darth Nibbler can clue us in on what's happening up in the further reaches of the north, that being Eureka, what the weather might be like there. But it's been pretty damn warm here in San Francisco. Thankfully, it's been cooling off at night, so I've been able to sleep okay so far. But as warm weather always does, at least to my brain, makes me want to listen to three different kinds of music. Blues, reggae, and flamenco guitar. And we have a bunch of stuff like that represented tonight. So we're going to get off with a little... Start off, rather, with a little Walter Wolfman Washington.
Long about midnight, when you feel the world has turned you down, has turned you down. About midnight, when you feel the world has turned you down, has turned you down. You haven't got a friend, and you just roam from town to town. When I was making lots of money, I had a girl who seemed sincere and true. I tell you now, when I was making a lot of money, I had a girl who seemed to be true. And that no good woman has left me too. has turned you down. Turned you down. Long about midnight, when you feel the world has turned you down. Has turned you down. Just roam from town to town. From town to town.
Well, hello, hello, good people of San Francisco. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Let me see where we're at here with this. I think so. I think we're in business. Mario.
Yo.
Oh my God, your voice sounds so beautiful coming through these wires. Pop those phones on.
Hello, I don't know if I'm
on. You got signs of life here? Oh my. Well, it is Friday night and we're alive. We're alive and we're here and we have signs of life on the waves. Here, get at those knobs there and give them a little wiggle, Mario. Hey, good people of San Francisco. I think you want to do number three. Three is the magic number, as they say. So So you got it?
Yo.
All right, we're in business. Okay, so it's Friday night, but who's paying attention? I'm going to do just another quick little sound check because traffic was a little thicker than this bitch was ready for, but that's okay. We bob and we weave. We surf and we destroy. I don't know. Anyways, I got real quick though. I just want to say I got Mario Ibarra Jr., very good friend of mine, in from Long Beach, Los Angeles, Wilmington's Language Studio.
Woo!
Woo! A favorite renegade collaborator, music lover, art maker, and we piped in yesterday, and if you lost signal, well, so did we. But hey, oh yeah, we're coming through. All right, the technical checks are over, and you know I'm not an IT bitch. I'm a lot of things.
But you are an it.
I am.
Bitch.
I am an it. I am not an it girl. I'm an it hag. No, I'm an it bitch. The hag is a decoy. Hag is a decoy. That's my way of trying to be smooth undercover. Undercover operator.
Smooth operator.
I haven't called a lot of things, but that is not ever one of them. What about you? What about you, Mario?
Oh, man, the worst thing I've ever been called is a Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo?
Yeah. My wife is, like, super awesome coordinated dresser.
Yeah. One day she puts out, on ensembles.
Ensembles. She's got the fits. And I remember walking out of the house one day when we were going to an art opening, and she said, "You're going to go like that, like a Joe Schmo?"
Oh, snap. You changed.
I went right back in the house.
Well, you know what? I mean, she didn't... She got right down to the nitty gritty.
Oh yeah, she doesn't play, man.
Carla's a change maker. Yeah.
She's a change maker for sure.
Oh my god.
She's from Boyle Heights in East LA, and on our third date, I remember her getting out of the car and her looking at me right in the face and saying, "Are you gonna be my boyfriend or what?"
Fuck yeah, Carla. Yeah.
31 years later, I'm not going nowhere.
Carla wants to know what's up. Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll be your boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. I remember, we have stories to trade. We got stories to trade. I'm going to put some more vinyl on the decks here. We got 11th floor elevators, Rookie Erickson, and a little electric jug. Because what do I say? Nothing says what's going on, what the fuck is going on, like a little electric jug. It's pretty intoxicating. That's some good shit. So we're going to get over to the Smiths. And you're welcome. And keep listening. Not Hag Ride Happy Hour. Hag Ride's Friday Takeover.
Yes.
Scratching the itches. I think we made it through the heat wave, right?
Heat wave.
Big time. Hot flash heat wave. What a shit show. Wow. I feel like quite a survivor.
We don't just survive, we thrive.
That's the truth. We're gonna kick off a classic I used to love to dance to when I was tearing it up like a young fool.
Yeah.
I still like to dance to tearing it up like a whatever fool. like a timeless fool.
Infinity pool. Oh, that's infinity pool, right? That's something different.
Now you're getting fancy.
Oh, no!
Could life ever be sane again? The lead side streets that you slipped down. I wonder to myself. Hopes may rise in the grass near, but honey pie, you're not safe here. So you run down to the safety of the town. But the panic on the streets of Carlisle, Dublin, Dundee, Humberside. I wonder to myself. And the DJ, and the DJ, and the DJ, and the DJ, and the DJ.
Right on, indeed. Right on. The Cutter. Oh. Let's see.
The Desayuno Club, the Breakfast Club.
The Desayuno. Oh my God. You know, were we talking the other night about just some this person who will not be named because we're not here to sling dirt. We're here to like sling vinyl. But I think it was some kind of fun vacuum of a person that it was like, oh, this person, the effect is like the you mess with the bull, you get the horns, and the, you know, the, what was he, the vice principal in the vice principal to a coach?
Yeah.
It's like, what a fucking bummer that guy was.
Yeah, the toilet paper guy, like the toilet seat ring guy on his butt.
Oh, yes. Good memory. You know, this is kind of funny. I don't think the story I was about to share goes on the airwaves. That's one for the inner circle, not on the not the anyone circle, but also I'm sorry, listeners. You are the inner circle. Where are my manners? And so that was Echo and the Bunny Man, The Cutter, a great one, preceded by a really, really fantastic cumbia record that's like a little on the darker side that I got at Club Unicornio from Mexican Institute of Sound. And what do we have before that? Panic from the Smiths. Mario, have I lost you?
No. I was just trying to think, like, what a mix that was. It went from, like, then it went to this cumbia, like this super dark cumbia.
Yeah.
Then it went to the Desayuno Club. Like it was like, wow.
The Desayuno Club.
The Breakfast Club. And
oh my God.
It really took me for a little journey. The
Cafe
there.
Con Leche on a Friday night.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well. I'm going to throw some Stereo Lab. Some classic good old Stereo Lab on the decks, and I'm gonna hear Hagrite's Friday Takeover, and then we got some wonderful goodies of vinyl, My Bloody Valentine, T-Rex, whatever else, you know, whatever else
I'm
feel like.
I'm waiting for the T-Rex, man.
Well, I don't want anyone to suffer. I'm not gonna make you wait too long. In fact. Hold on a second. I know people. I can make arrangements.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm glad that I know people.
We're just going to keep... We'll just have a little Echo in the Bunny Man. Just carry us over, because... Oh Mario, I might have to make you wait.
No, that's fine. I've always been waiting.
I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I'm okay with patience. I've been to the DMV enough times in my life to have some kind of patience.
You can assume the bench warmer position.
There we go. I'm number 54 B.
Yeah.
lightning to his head. Call me rabbit fighter. You know it's true. Baby, rabbit fighter. He's my friend. Moondog's just a prophet to the end. Call me rabbit fire. You know it's true. Baby, rabbit fire. Oh, yeah.
Mario.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm a woman of my word.
That was amazing.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that was fucking badass. I'm so happy to be here tonight
and
to hear this kind of mix of music, because
it's funny.
Like, I'm always playing my same damn playlist in my head.
Right? It happens. Yeah, I mean, and Spotify will just like streamline and rope in and homogenize. Yeah. And, you know, it's like what and was this convenient.
Is like a, this like, is like yeah. kind of in the. It's like my lane adjacent, so it's like
yeah.
things I'm familiar, like sounds I'm familiar with, but like not the tracks I listen to. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important for us to kind of break out what you're saying is like our kind of algorithmic grind.
Totally,
that
like
we're accustomed to.
Yeah, like the top hits for the top bands
yeah.
for the whatever, and it all just kind of there's. I mean, unless we're talking
and
about the
I
Stones, because
yeah. like a digger, like I'm digging for
right, deep. Right,
And I like history, and I like to kind of watch documentaries and kind
yeah.
of cool things and all this kind of stuff. But
yeah, you're really, looking in the hidden nooks and crannies. You're a great digger. You look for the story and you want to know the thread. Yeah,
we were talking about this earlier, like mm-hmm. my personal perception of the world is my personal perception of the world.
Right.
And you're perceiving, even if we're walking down the same street, you're perceiving the same, you know, the same things in a different light and seeing new, different details from me, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's important for us to, like, share. Because sharing is caring.
Aww.
Right? Like,
so, sharing is caring. I totally agree. I think that, There's something about, like, I think, you know, since we're both visual artists, it's, you think about, like, we were just at the SF MoMA today.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtesy, the generosity of your friend. Yeah, that was Jenny such a nice, Geith,
yeah.
Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny Geith rocks.
Jenny Geith rocks. And what was the favorite thing that you saw? I'll go first.
Okay, go first. You go first.
Well, I mean, I guess I saw a lot of, I really liked the Alejandro Cartagena show. That's great photography. I would say just by, like, wow factor of perspective, exactly like the kind of a kaleidoscopic variation of perspective and experience. Like you were talking, the Olaf or Eliasson bridge, oh, yeah, the insulation.
Yeah, the insulation on the bridge, yeah.
Oh, my God. So beautiful.
Yeah, there were a lot of... It's a difficult question because there is so much that we saw, but
yeah,
I really, really appreciate it. And I always kind of liked the Alexander Kaldor, like,
exhibition. Oh, hell yeah.
All the mobiles hanging. Yeah. Because there's such things that you would see, and you see them in books, and you would go, you see them in museums every once in a while, but you'll see like one.
Right.
This was like a whole grouping of them, like a whole room of them.
And yet it wasn't crowded, right? Because no, it's like, no. How interesting to work with steel and capture the sense of air and like lightness. Yes, like there's like there's something like they move like aspen leaves almost. You know, there's not a sense, there's a sense of like, yeah, weightlessness and floating almost.
So the thing that
such an airy room.
It is a kind of economy of materials that he's dealing with.
Yeah,
because he also had like these wire sculptures there.
Yeah,
and I know you were watching the video.
I love that video.
And he had like he really did have, you know, because the thing is, as an artist, you know, because later in the we went to the bar, we were having a drink, and we were talking to a person that we met there.
Shout out to Jorge Gonzalez thank you for that lemon drop at John's Grill.
Yeah, right on, thank you.
1908, still going strong. That was a treat.
And
Jimmy what was it? Jimmy Jesus Christ.
Player.
Yeah, not the blues harp. Not the blues harp. Not jazz and funk, not the blues.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, no, he was sharing some great stuff. He was digging the Betty Davis. That was fun.
And I was trying to talk to him about being an artist, and I was like, it's not so much that you have this, because he was telling us that he bought this, you know, expensive camera, and I was like, well, it's not so much that it's the technical aspects of that camera, it's the story you tell.
Totally.
And, you know, seeing Kaldor using, like, with the economy of materials of just, like, wire. With wire, he was creating form, space. You know, yesterday we were talking about the XYZ axis. He was creating objects that had this kind of three-dimensionality, the XYZ axis were kind of function, but out of wire, like out of from a spool of wire. And I think that's one of my mantras. It's like, you know, do your best and use what you have.
Totally. You know, well, and I, and something that's been inspiring to me lately, like I was telling you, Dynasty Handbag, huge fan, doing a workshop with Dynasty Handbag. Dynasty Handbag is friends with Peaches, and they're in the same spirited, wild vein of fucking shit up and being, like, wild and zany and multiplicity and all this. Anyways, so Jibs Cameron was saying the other day, Jibs Cameron is Dynasty Handbag, was saying the other day, like, with making artwork, like all the reasons we can make for not acting on our ideas, that it's like, oh, I don't have enough time. And Jib said, I feel like meaningful artwork can be made with even just 10 minutes. And I totally fucking agree.
Yeah.
It's just about like acting on impulse, like writing down the lyrics, writing down the poem, like snapping some weird photos with your iPhone and taking them in and animating, slowing down. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Exactly. And Jibs was saying, you know, and then the issue of like not having space, and that is a big thing here for sure, right? And you're in Los Angeles, that's a big thing down there. Space is a luxury, right? But it's also a necessity. Or it feels like a luxury with the way that things are going, but it's a necessity. But Jibs had a really, really beautiful thought that was that, and said, I feel like the most necessary space a person needs for like this, the space that's essential for a person to make artwork is in the mind, like space. Exactly, and, yeah. And I was like, totally, you know,
starts.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was also telling our new friend Jorge at the bar. I was like, dude, it's about intentionality.
That's right.
If your intentionality is to make a painting, if your intentionality is to make a sculpture, or do an installation, make some weird video, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it starts with your intentionality. And I think that that's really important, because I think most people think that it starts with the material.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not there. That's not where it starts. It starts with what you're saying.
Yeah, you breathe life into it. Yeah.
The space in your mind.
Word. And with that.
With that.
So let's see. We had T-Rex. We had a little snippet of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass at the end. So good. And we had a little bit of the score for She Demons. The album art is so good.
I love that.
I mean, look at this. Terror, half woman, half beast, She Demons. I wish you could see this album art. And so if you feel so inclined,
just close your eyes and imagine the album.
She Demons. It's so beautiful. Oh, from beauty to beast. It's so good. She Demons was one of four 1958 sci-fi horror pictures directed by Richard Kuna, the others being Frankenstein's Daughter, Giant from the Unknown, and Missile to the Moon. Although She Demons might be the most rewarding of the bunch, explaining why could be an exercise in futility. Okay, and from there, I'm going to stop reading this. So that's enough. That's enough for our didactic story time. Let's get out some kinks. What say you?
Let's do that.
Let's do it. Let's see. So you're all listening to Hag Riot's Friday Night Takeover with the fabulous Mario Ibarra Jr. town.
From Desayuno Club.
From Desayuno Club. Up from Slanguage Studio.
I know, that's right.
With your favorite gringa on this Friday night at Radio Valencia. We're going to... Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass is just going to escort us over to some kinks here. Right this way. Right this way. And red, white, Radio Valencia, through the double doors, just a little further, Janice. You remember that quote?
No, what's that?
Goodfellas, just a little further, oh, Janice. Yes. When Jimmy says, oh, Janice, there's some nice dresses down there. Jimmy's going to pop Janice.
Oh,
and she's walking in her purple like blazer suit.
Oh,
and
no.
She's all, you know, looking a little cracked out, you know, and she's like, oh, and he's like, just a little further, Janice.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
Don't listen to whatever the Jimmy
don't
in your life
any
is.
Cadillacs.
No, no, cut left and get out of there, Janice. Okay.
officer looked into the washing machine and the drudgery of being wet. She was so jealous of her sister and her liberty and her swag.
Beautiful jangly melodies courtesy of Brian Jonestown Massacre. They've been playing around here a lot lately. Fun fact, I got a shirt that says Eat Shit on it at their last show.
Awesome. Yeah, that's classic.
It's a real conversation starter.
But you got to talk about your shirt you're wearing tonight, because that
shirt, the shirt I'm wearing tonight.
That shirt is.
I feel like it's more of a look grabber than a conversation starter, but it does start some conversations. The shirt that I'm wearing this evening is I actually got it at a fabulous little shop. T-minus one block away from here, I think. Okay. Well, actually, I didn't. I took a photo of it, sent it to my sweetheart, who's, you might remember, I like to call his on-air voice, After Hours. This is like really resonant bedroom baritone, I guess we'll say. I know, boudoir baritone. Jesus. Anyways, wait, isn't that bathroom boudoir? No, that's bedroom. I don't know. I can barely speak Spanglish.
Bathroom baritone is not a good.
Throw a gringa and a mano. Mono butter.
I think I have a bathroom baritone.
Oh, I don't even know. Denomching. Well, so we have Brian Jones on Massacre. Yeah, the Eat Shit shirt. It's great and funny. When I bought that shirt at the merch table, this guy was like, "You'll never wear that." And my daughter Lily, she was with me, and she was like, "Yes, you will." Or she was like, "Yes, you will." I was like, "I'm gonna wear it every fucking day." Now I don't, but it has got some play. It was even called iconic. Mario's a fan, so I know it's good. Mario, actually, I really like the shirt you're wearing. It's a shirt that I made.
Make room for art.
Well, it's for the space program, which is a wonderful. The space program is a magical place that makes dreams come true in the dog patch.
I got to visit there today. Shout out to Ben and Judd, right?
What is Willy Wonka called? He says we are the music makers and the dream.
Dream fabricators.
We're the dream. Okay, after this music break, we'll be back with the answer to that riddle. But the shirt I'm wearing now has like drawings of boobs all over it, but it looks, Mario says, looks like Snoopy noses, like pairs of Snoopy noses, like a his and hers. And they're like, it's just kind of funny. I mean, yeah, okay. It's so funny.
Answer whatever Willy Wonka said in the comment section.
Well, actually, you can message in, and as I've said before, I always forget about the chat portal.
Yeah. Come tell us the answer in the comment section, please.
Please do. Well, and in fact, where is? Oh. Let me see. Do you know I've never used this? Mario, I might have you call in to us.
What do we have? We
got I forget that we can have callers, and I might have had callers before, and I guess it's just going to a non-functioning voicemail. Isn't that terrible?
I don't know. Callers at this time of night. Callers are better for morning show. This time of night is...
I know. Creepy call. Oh, no. They could be.